Outside the court, anger at the verdict. Journalist Montada Al-Zaidi's family protesting loudly against a 3-year sentence for assaulting a visiting head of state. His brothers and sisters cursing both former President Bush and Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Back in December, al-Zaidi's shoe-throwing stole the limelight from President Bush's farewell visit to Baghdad, simultaneously capturing the hearts of many in his nation and the region for an act seen in the Mideast as a huge insult. The local news reporter says he acted out of passion, angered by President Bush's talk of Iraq's achievements. As he threw his shoes, he says he was thinking of all the Iraqi deaths and the suffering that he blames on President Bush. Iraq's lawyers flocked to his cause, 17 of them in the court for the trial. They say al-Zaidi never intended to harm the former president and had already had the trial successfully suspended almost a month ago, claiming Bush's visit was not official. The judges asked the government to clarify, and when the trial resumed inside the Central Criminal Court, normally used to try terrorists, the judges got their answer. Bush's visit was official. Within an hour, the trial was wrapped up and the verdict was delivered. Montada al-Zaidi, guilty. His lawyers say they'll appeal. Nick Robertson, CNN, Baghdad.